Lift your hands high. In the name of Jesus. That's right. You feel His presence, His anointing, His grace. Lift those hands high. And whisper that name, Jesus. That's right. I see care from God. I see love flowing. I see love from heaven flowing. The love of God is breaking down the agenda of the enemy in the lives of people. Love, just love. Pure love flowing from the heart of the Father. Pure love from the Son. Love, a visitation of love. A visitation of His love. Lift your hands and receive. When I say the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive. Lift up your hands everywhere you are, Mahashadiyalala. 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 Mahashadiyalala.
When I say the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive, and place your hand on yourself. You are receiving the love of God. You are receiving the help of God. You are receiving the mercy of God. You are receiving the care of God. And that care will set you free from the grip of sin and from the yoke of sickness and the yoke of bondage. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. I receive.
Blessed be your name. Wave your hands and give them the prayer. Clap your hands, all ye people. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Climates like these are deliverance climates. They are healing climates. They are liberty climates. And I believe that someone is here who has received the deliverance and a liberty. Is there anyone? Something happened to you just now. Something you can talk about. A yoke got broken. A deliverance happened. Can I see your hand? Wave it. Let's see. Can you stand up with your hands? Just stand and wave your hands. Yes, that's right. Something happened, a healing, a deliverance, something. All right, congratulations. In a short while, we'll ask you to come out and you shall testify. Somebody say amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Very, very quickly, we shall be looking at the roots of captivity and this, or bondage, and this is part 2. The issue of captivity and the issue of bondage is very, very important to the life of the child of God. And our objective this morning is to understand the roots or causes of captivity. What are the things that makes people to come into bondage, into captivity, or invite curses into the lives of people? And number 2, we will be understanding the way of freedom. We'll understand the root, the causes of captivity. Number 2, we'll understand the way of freedom. In Proverbs chapter 26, verse 2, please, I want you to be alert and I want you to be awake. He said, as a bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curseless shall not come. So the curseless shall not come. The Bible made it clear that for every effect, there is a curse or a cause. For every effect. For every outcome, there is an impute somewhere. One translation said, an undeserved curse has no effect You have as little to fear from an undeserved curse as from... Now, look at the Living Bible Version or the New International... The Living Bible Version, the... New Living, yeah, that's right. That's where it is. Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse will not land on its intended victim. If it must land, it is deserved. What you don't deserve will not drop. Won't drop on you. So, what are the roots? What are the things that could bring curses? We looked at four in the first service. I'll go through them sharply. Number one, we call it self-imposed through ungodly lifestyle. Self-imposed. That is, people bring the curses on themselves through lifestyle that is ungodly. The summary here is, everything you do to cause people pain will bring you a curse. Whether as a thief or as a criminal, a wife snatcher, a husband snatcher, whatever. Anything you do to bring people pain will bring you a curse. Number two, we talked of ancestral or parental activity. The transactions of parents, from what we see in scripture, have the capacity to implicate their offsprings, especially when they are not in the Lord. So you check through your family pattern, identify the pattern there and reject it by the blood. Number three, is the wrong or limiting mindset. The wrong or limiting mindset. It brings a curse. Or rather brings you into captivity. 2 Timothy 2:25 to 26 was a mind blower. He said, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. That is, there are people, what is opposing them is not the devil. They are opposing themselves. Instruct those that oppose themselves. Instruct them. Counsel them. Advise them. If God, peradventure, perchance, will give them a change of mind, that's repentance, change of mind, to the acknowledging of the truth, so that they can recover themselves from the snare of the devil, who took them captive by his will, they surrendered themselves to the devil. What is fighting them is nobody but themselves. They oppose themselves. They say it can't be that they can become this and become that. So because of that, they enter the snare and the devil took them captive. Listen, if you are not against yourself and God is not against you, nobody and nothing can be against you. Say that again. If you are not against yourself and God is not against you, nobody and nothing can be against you. Don't forget that scripture, that there are those who oppose themselves. We saw that in the first service. And then number four is the wrong utterance. The Bible said we are taken captive by the words of our mouth. The wrong utterance. What you say determines what you see. Say so equals see so. What you say determines what you see. What you say today determines what you see tomorrow. What we are seeing today is the product of what we were saying yesterday. What we are seeing around ourselves right now, They are product of what we said yesterday. Those are the four things we saw in the first service. Now number five. Is self-imposed through transaction with the enemy. Self-imposed. There are those who impose curses on themselves and probably on their generation by what they do with the devil. Covenants, agreements, transactions, consultation with native doctors, consultation with herbalists or witch doctors, playing with. In the Western world, they call it tarot cards, Ouija board. Demonic crystal glasses, all manner. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9 to 12, see what the Bible says. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. Abominations of the nations. There shall not be found among you any one of you that maketh his son or daughter to pass through the fire. Human sacrifice. Or that useth divinations. Or observer of times. What is my zodiac sign saying? Or an enchanter. Or a witch. Or a charmer. Or a consulter with those who have familiar spirits. Or a wizard. Or a necromancer, those who claim to be bringing messages from the dead. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God drove them out from before you. That is, the land vomited them. You behave like them, the land will also vomit you. I will never forget this. One young man came and met a man. And he said to the man, don't worry, sit down. He said, the people that have been attacking you, I am their native doctor. And he gave him all manner of scenario that were very accurate. He said, they used to attack you and I am the one they consulted. Because of the kind of person you are, I just felt, no, this man didn't do them anything. Let me just come and let you know. Christian man. They said, just give me a little amount. Let me undo what they did against you. The man said, I'm not interested. He said, no, I'm not asking you to buy anything. I'm not asking you to do anything. You don't even have to be there. Just give me, I'll just do something. Just to counteract. And he agreed. That was the end. That was the end of the story. That was the end of the journey. That was the end of life. Yeah. Chest. Because I'm saying this because there are some of you that they would ask you to send money to the village. They say you don't need to be there. You don't need to know what I am doing. Let it not bother you. You just face your church. But you gave them money, it's a point of contact. And it is your money, not their money. There are those who even come to church and are looking for money-making ritual. Money-making ritual. How do I make money fast? One young man in area one testified how that he was struggling and they took him somewhere. And they asked him to bring chicken, hen. The first one he brought, his mother died. Second one he brought, his father died. It was when they asked him to bring the third one that he ran to church. Because he didn't know who next will die. It will never be your portion. There is no fellowship between light and darkness. What God cannot do for you, let it remain undone. Where God cannot take you, don't go there. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Never carry Bible plus. Carry only Bible. You heard what I said very well. Never carry Bible plus. Carry only Bible. One young man said he was ministering somewhere. And somebody said, you have gift, but I can help you to see deeper. They took him somewhere. He began to operate somehow, but zero solution. And then they say he should come for more. And the more was getting more implicating. Then he ran. He came to see me. He said, excuse me, sir. This is what I found myself in. I need to be free. They're asking me to come for more. I'm not looking for any more. In fact, the one before, I don't need it. Self-imposed. Everyone here who by mistake sent money to anybody, or they took your point of contact, knowingly or unknowingly, to use against your life, today it is scattered. The effect of it is nullified. If you believe, I shout the loudest, amen. Don't transact with the devil. It's profitable for nothing. We just finished with number self-imposed true transaction with the enemy. Another scripture is Leviticus chapter 26 and in verse 1. Leviticus 26 and in verse 1. This can bring curses upon people. You shall make you no idols, nor graven image. Neither rear you up a standing image. Neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it. For I am the Lord your God. Because you bring money for so and so festival, this one festival, that one festival. Since I gave my life to Christ, nobody has looked at me in the eyes and said, bring money for this. Or you can't. Where? How? What mouth will you use to say it? That mouth will be dumb for good. How will you say it? How will you say it? How will you manage to say it? Number six is witchcraft. Witchcraft and diabolic attack is the sixth way in which curses, captivity, and bondage affect people. The activity of witchcraft, the activity of diabolism, especially on those who don't know their place in God. Acts chapter 8 verse 9 to 11. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was a strong man. Now look at the word sorcery. Then look at the word bewitched. So he cast a spell on the people. Now verse, to whom they all gave heed. Everybody in Samaria was on in his pocket, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. The Bible called this sorcery and bewitchment. And to him, they had regard. Because for a long time, he had bewitched them. For a long time, he had bewitched them. With sorceries, for a long time. But that power was broken and the witchcraft broke. You look again in the book of Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 1. Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 1. Paul the apostle was talking to the foolish Galatians. Oh foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth that diverted your eyes from Jesus Christ? Bewitchment. How many of us remember Haman? When Haman wanted the Jews eliminated, he didn't just do it with strategy, he did it with witchcraft. In Esther chapter 3 verse 7, you look at that, what Haman was doing. In the first month, that is the month Nisan, in the 20th of King Ahasuerus, they cast poor. That is the Lord. This was far beyond the Lord. Before Haman, from day to day, from month to month, to the 12th month, that is the month Adar. From the first month, for one whole year, this man was casting a spell. Now you understand it better if you look at Esther chapter 9, verse 23 to 24. You see what he was actually doing. And the Jews undertook to do as they had begun, and as Mordecai had written unto them, because Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of all the Jews, has devised against the Jews to destroy them and has cast poor. That is the Lord. It's a demonic orchestration, a demonic device. To do what? To consume them. He was casting a poor to consume them and to destroy them. It was an occultic operation to consume them and to destroy them. But God passed devil. God passed who? Devil. Not the devil. Devil. Are you following what I'm saying here today? There are many of us, especially in Africa, they call it household witchcraft. You didn't do anything. One day, one of our young ladies in church met me and he said, she read law, her sister read accounting, and so on. She said, her father's brother, that is her uncle, said to her father, if all your daughters want, let them go to Cambridge, Oxford, and school. When they come back, make them marry, make we see. That is the weak. See, there is a connection between wickedness and witchcraft. I told you the story before. Where a young man, we went to school together. He housed a youth copper in his quarter. And then, after a while, he assisted the youth copper. The youth copper said to him, I am a wizard. He said, but don't be afraid, I won't harm you. You have helped me so much, and I want to assist you to become powerful like this. The man said, okay, let me try. So he took his name to his father, who is the Baban wizard, the father of wizard, the father of this youth copper. I won't mention the place where they came from so that nobody from that place. So after the father searched it out, he said, tell the young man that he's not wicked enough. From the way I see him, he's not wicked enough to be a wizard. So they didn't admit him. He didn't pass the criteria. The criteria for witchcraft was wickedness. He wasn't not just wickedness, there is a level of wickedness. That was how witchcraft is. And so that was how wicked this uncle, let your daughters come and marry, make we see. So she came and told me, I placed them on a fast and broke that devil of witchcraft, mesmerized that devil, and that devil was so yeyerized that the father did not just marry our daughters. He was giving two in marriage on the same day. Two were marrying the same day.
traditional marriage on the same day. The same day. Double for trouble. I can picture the man talking to the in-laws. Say, excuse me. Are you people okay? Food is enough. Water is enough. Thank you so much. We are very happy. Please, let me attend to the under-in-laws on the other side. One of those girls is the wife of one of our pastors till today. What I'm talking about happened about 20 years ago. Is the wife of one of the pastors here today. Their child is already in the university. Are you hearing what I am saying here today? I announce to you today. Now, these things can happen to you when you yourself don't have enough audacity. If they come with wickedness, you face them with brutality, with aggression, with spiritual audacity, ferocity, and lionity. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? I prophesy to you today, every witchcraft power from your father's house that is trying to bury your destiny, that is trying to counteract the purpose of God for your life, today it is broken. That power is broken. You shall fulfill your days. Everywhere they are consulting for your sake, I decree today that location is on fire right now. Both the altar and those consulting the altar on your behalf, they are on fire right now. Shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. That was number 6. Number 7 is the spirit of fear. Fear puts people in bondage. Fear puts people in bondage. Fear is a major invitation for captivity. Job chapter 3, verse 25. Masha Tokobaga. What he say? Job chapter 3, verse 25. What he say? For the thing which I greatly feared, I feared it until it came. And that which I was afraid of. I don't want to say what is occurring to me. Nothing is looking for you until you begin to fear it. Nothing. Evil is not looking for you until you begin to fear it. You can only be located where fear can be sighted. The thing I greatly fear has come to me, come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has finally arrived. One lady attended to her auntie who passed on of a terminal illness, and she feared it until that illness came on her. Many, many years. One girl told me her mother died at the age of 45 of a particular sickness. Her sister died at the age of 25 of the same sickness that killed the mother. And she is 25 now, and she's feeling the symptom. And God said, rebuke the spirit of fear, apart from rebuking the ancestral curse. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, oh, you spirit of fear, you have no place in my life. Your tenure expired. Shout on your marks. Get set. Shout go!
Isaiah chapter 14, verse 3. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear that is accompanied by hard bondage. Fear does not travel alone. It travels with bondage. When the Lord will give you rest from your fear and from hard bondage, and from the hard bondage wherein you were made to serve. Allowance for fear is allowance for bondage. Every time you invite fear to your house, prepare two beds. One for fear, one for his friend, bondage. Every time you invite fear into your car, make room for two seats. It's tough, oh. There are people who are free from ancestral curses, but they are not free from fear curses. There are people who are not victims of witchcraft, but they are victims of fearcraft. They can tremble at the movement of a butterfly. They can bind at the shaking of a grasshopper. Everything is a suspect until proven otherwise. That shall not be your portion. That shall not be your portion. Romans chapter 6 and in verse 15. I am dealing with fear because it's a major plague. What then? Shall we be sin because we are not under the law, but God, under grace? God forbid. Yes. Can you back up a bit? Can you back up to verse 14? All right, I'll locate it shortly. Now let's go to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. Hebrews 2. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Fear equals bondage. Fear equals bondage. Fear equals bondage. Fear equals bondage. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. The Bible says, perfect love casteth away fear. And he said, he who fears is not perfected in love. All right, 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear carries torment. At this juncture, I take authority over every demon of fear that is tormenting your life. I arrest that devil of fear, and I declare that devil is sent back to hell in the name of Jesus. One woman said, every time she wanted to travel, she would say her last prayer. Permanent life. Like my father in the Lord would say, life. Lord, I'm about to go to Ibadan. If I don't return on this journey, please receive my soul. Any sin I committed that will make me not to go to heaven, forgive me. Hey. Permanently. Say that she didn't travel.
Until in area one church, the power of God bound on her, and that spirit checked back to hell. She saw that devil left her. That was her freedom. There is a demon of fear. Everyone who is a victim of such a devil, today is the terminal date of that devil. Today is the expiry date of that devil. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, I reject fear. I reject it now. Somebody say a loud amen.
One of our young men were in the university together. One day he was in the vehicle. And the spirit of fear, and any spirit, I don't know what spirit that was, said, you have not had accident before. He was on a journey. You haven't had accident before. He said, it is true. I have not had accident before. So he began to think and wonder how accident will look like. It's not up to 15 minutes. Bam! He was arrested with broken leg. Thank God it was not broken life.
Every useless demonic suggestion from the pit of hell, suggestion of fear in your direction, is retrieved and refired to hell. If you are saying amen, say like amen like a believer. Say a believer's amen.
Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Finally, people bring things on themselves through the wrong company. Proverbs 13 and in verse 20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed, 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 destroyed. I'm sure you know that captivity and curses are sponsors of destruction. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Destruction. Destructions. So the company you keep can facilitate deliverance or facilitate destruction. The company. In 2 Samuel chapter 20, it's a long story and I might not be able to read it because of time. From verse 14, there was an evil man called Bichri that began to curse David go back to verse 14 first. He began to curse David. And he went through all the tribes of Israel unto Abel and to Beth Maacah and all the Berites, and they were gathered together and went after him. Then they came and besieged him. One man entered the city called Abel of Beth Maacah, and they cast up a bank against the city, and he stood in the trench, and all the people that were with Joab battered the wall. They were throwing down a city because one man entered. Then cried the wise woman out of the city, Hear, say, I pray you unto Joab, come near hither, that I may speak with you. And when he was come near unto her, the woman said, Are you Joab? And he answered, I am he. Then she said unto him, Hear the words of thine handmaid. And he answered, I do hear. Then she spake, saying, They were wont to speak in old time, saying, They shall surely ask counsel at table. And so the matter ended. This is the place where people came for wisdom and ended their matter. So what is the problem that you cannot ask us and you want to destroy our city? And Joab said, the matter is not so. Why did you stop when I haven't stopped? Then she spake, saying, No, go ahead. Verse 19, and I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel. You are seeking to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. Will you also swallow up the inheritance of the Lord? And Joab answered and said, Fight be from me, that I should swallow up or destroy. The matter is not so, but a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba, the son of Bitri by name. He has lifted up his hand against the king, even against David. Deliver him only. Just hand him over to us and we'll depart from the city. And the woman said unto Joab, behold, his head shall be thrown to you over the wall. You don't need to come out. We'll know what to do. We'll catch him and decapitate him. Very rugged woman. And she went in her wisdom. You can stop there now. But can you believe? One man entered city. City was about to perish. If possible, kill the man and just bomb the whole city. Maybe the man will die inside. Who is that Sheba in your life? Who is that Sheba? The son of Bitri. Sheba is usually an evil person. He's a consulter of necromancers, of witches, of witch native doctors. Sheba is normally a person of very horrible, terrible character. You say you go to church, but your so-called friend patronizes native doctors. And you think that nothing from him will affect your life. You are playing. Need exchange. Who is that Sheba? The son of Bitri in your life. In the life of Samson, she was called Delilah. In the life of Ammon, he was called Jonadab. The people whose influence in your life will culminate in your destruction. Don't be over social enough to transact your destiny away. Test the spirits to know the kind of spirits people carry. Even before you get married, God help you from, deliver you from marrying a wizard. Or a witch. Or somebody whose assignment is to destroy the great destiny they see in you. Am I communicating at all? Young men who are busy going up and down, donating their life seed to people. We have had people in deliverance sessions who said that their assignment is to receive seed from men. Yes. The man thought he was living life and enjoying himself, not knowing that what came out of him has been taken for sacrifice. And vice versa. He is still moving, but they have finished him. And they carried his life, carried his future, carried his destiny, carried his favor, carried his potential. And vice versa. This world, not everybody you see is a good person. No? Many, many, many wicked souls. Wicked souls. But I speak your freedom. Don't force yourself to be comfortable around anybody with whom you have lost your peace. Don't force yourself to be comfortable around anybody with whom you have lost your peace. Don't force yourself. You have no peace. You are not at peace. All the time you feel agitated. You know something is wrong. You cannot point it, but there is something you know is wrong. Their behavior sets you under pressure. They have not done any bad thing yet, though. Like the youth of today say, just their vibe. The vibes you are getting. Negative vibes. Negative energy. The energy coming, you can't understand. Somebody say amen. Look at your neighbor, say, save your head. Don't be destroyed. That was how one man asked his friend, ungodly, unbelievous friend, upright, genuine child of God, his friend, consulter of native doctors, consulter, tightness of friendship. Can we take a journey? They took a journey, his friend never returned. The godly man never returned on that journey. The road swallowed him. And this other one, not a scratch. Nobody will exchange your life. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Nobody will exchange your life. Nobody will take your destiny. Shout the loudest believers, amen. Please, take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Go over the messages. You can identify the 8 points on the screen that are roots. Self-imposed through ungodly lifestyle can bring curses and captivity. The things you do to hurt people can invite bondage and curses. And then we have ancestral parental activity, which you can identify and disengage from. And then we have the wrong or limiting mindset, where you are the only person opposing your own life by the way you think. And then the wrong utterance, the things you speak. And then we have self-imposed true transactions with the enemy, consulting native doctors and all those kind of lifestyle. And then we have witchcraft and diabolic attack, where there's someone positioned somewhere, hating your destiny and what you represent and doing things against you. But this will work if your stand with God is not concrete. And then the spirit of fear, bondage, captivity, torment, and then the wrong company, bringing into your own space. As I'm just talking, I remember something. There are cases of people who have been invited into a house. Maybe as house help or whatever. Just invited into a house. And as they came, it was like devil arrived. Devil arrived. One day, I don't know if you remember this. The Lord showed me something about someone. And I said that the person was a landing pad. You know how you have helipad? That was what I saw. The presence of that person gave permission for demonic presence to land in that place and in that house. And on interrogation, it was found to be true. Whenever you find such people around you, try to help them. If they don't refuse to be helped, you can escort them to wherever they came from and help them from a distance. Don't sink with anybody who wants to sink. What do you do with Jonah? Advise him? No. Jonah is beyond counsel. Jonah is beyond advice. At the point where Jonah was, it was not preaching he needed. Throw him into the water. Are you heartless? What about the future of Jonah? Only God knows his future. And did Jonah perish? When you have done your own concerning Jonah, God will do the rest. When you have done your own concerning Jonah, God will do the rest. Do what the Spirit leads you to do about Jonah, and then leave the future of Jonah in the hand of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? There are people who have hurt themselves in their attempt to help some people. There are some who are not immediately helpable. Did you hear what I just said? Did you hear the English? They are not immediately. They may be helped later, but not now. And you do not give them space in your life at the expense of your own destiny. Sila. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Do you remember one guy we gave him sack later? I don't want to tell you the story of that. Terrible, terrible guy. Stood and told all manner of lies and called it testimony. People no fear God, though. So we gave it. Here, you can. Who can help God to be almighty? What lie do you want to tell to make God bigger than what he already is? He doesn't need our support for his almightiness. Lie upon lie upon lie upon lie, God. It was confirmed it's not. So the guy, you know what? Today is the last day you set your feet in this place. The very last. You can't bring a curse upon this house by lying on the altar. So it may look like everything we are hearing is a lie. Today is your last day here. Find your level. Later on he came back. He said he has repented. We say your repentance can help you in another place. Another assembly. Let that repentance be a repentance you have repented. Use your experience of repentance to teach other people elsewhere. You don't fear God. You carry microphone. Lie, 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 lie. You are coming. You are, repent what? Is it repent third? Is repent fourth? Repent fifth? Repent sixth? Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody shout it loud, must say amen. In conclusion, three things we are to do when you realize that directly or indirectly, consciously or unconsciously, you have implicated yourself in a curse. Number one, retrace your steps and renounce obligations to the enemy where necessary. Retrace your steps, whether it is with the wrong company, whether you have made wrong utterances, whether you have consulted the devil consciously or unconsciously. Retrace your steps and renounce obligations to the enemy where necessary. Father, I am sorry. I took this step. It was not right. Satan, I reject you. I refuse you. I have no dealings with you by the blood of Jesus. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it. So you can use your mouth to escape death. And you can use your mouth to establish life. Number two, renew your mind with the truth of the word of God. The things you are hearing today, use them to wash your mind. John chapter 8 verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Verse 36, and if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Make you free. You shall be free indeed. You use the truth, which is the word, to let the devil know that his inventions and machinations cannot affect you. Renew your mind with the truth of the word of God. And number three, appropriate the benefits of Calvary. Jesus died for you to live. He shed his blood so you can live his life. First Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and verse 19. The Bible said, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. It was not with corruptible things that you were redeemed. You were redeemed with the blood of Jesus. Somebody say aloud, amen. I see freedom for somebody here. You know, one of the best preachings, one of the best forms of deliverance is deliverance that come by the word. He said to the captive, deliverance is preached. And I believe that chains have just been broken right here. If you believe that something that was wrong with your life and your destiny just got corrected, jump on your feet and shout the loudest amen. The loudest shout of amen. The loudest shout of amen. Lift up your two hands and begin to appreciate God. Appreciate him. Honor him. Adore him. Worship him. Glorify him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. El Shaddai. El Elyon. We praise you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We glorify you. Mekadesh. Karen Yesha.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, that emblem of suffering and shame. And along that old cross, where the dead rest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll change the old dark cross.
Pray in the first service and say, Father, I come before you today.
I come before you today.
To surrender my life to you.
To surrender my life to you.
And to renew.
And to renew
my relationship.
My relationship
with you.
With you.
I come before you today.
I come before you today.
To surrender.
To surrender
my life.
My life.
To you, Jesus.
To you, Jesus.
And to renew
my relationship with you. I reject and renounce every spell, every curse, every generational, self-imposed, ancestral, parental, fear, and the wrong company associated with limiting mindset and wrong utterance that may have brought a curse upon my life. By the blood of Jesus, they are renounced now. Open your mouth and pray. I come before you today to surrender my life to you, to renew my relationship. I reject, I renounce every spell, every curse that is generational, self-imposed, ancestral, parental, from limited mindset, from the wrong utterance, from fear, from the wrong company, from witchcraft. Today, I renounce them by the blood of Jesus. I reject them by the blood of Jesus. I renounce them. I renounce them. I renounce them. I reject them. I refuse them. I renounce them. I denounce them. I refuse them. Open your mouth and pray. To be broken. We're about to make demands on the name of the Lord to break it. hands everywhere you are now. When I say in the name of Jesus, you will scream break at the top of your voice. Lift your hands today. I declare against every curse. Place them on the screen. Every self-imposed curse through ungodly lifestyle. Father, I ask for your mercy and forgiveness for anyone who is involved. Every ancestral and parental activity that has brought a curse. Every wrong or limiting mindset that brought a limitation. The wrong utterances that brought a curse and their implications. Self-imposed curses through transactions with the enemy. I ask for mercy for everyone involved and forgiveness. Every form of witchcraft or diabolic attack that has limited someone's life here. Every form of the spirit of fear, the bondage of fear. And the wrong company that is trying to exchange and manipulate somebody's destiny. Father, I ask that this yoke and this spell and this curse be broken now. Lift your hands. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream break at the top of your voice and begin to blast in tongues. Oh, you curses, wherever be your root, I command you broken. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. Your hands everywhere you are. Father, thank you for what you have done this afternoon. Thank you for lives you've touched and destinies changed. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap. Take your seat. We took a long, lengthy testimony in the beginning. Before I pray for the impartation materials, something happened to you just now. Quickly come forward. Let's take like 5 or 10 more testimonies in addition to what we took already. Those who lifted up their hands at first, when I said something happened to you and you said yes, step forward and let's hear from you.
Lord, I gave you my soul. I live for you alone.
Every moment of the way.
I give you my heart,
I give you my soul,
I live for you,
I live for you.
take some directly.
Call the man you are bringing out here. Yes, go ahead, interview the people.
The
first service.
Yes, where he raised up his head, he said he felt light and strength came upon
him. Amen. They brought him all the way from Enugu. Father, thank you for giving him a brand new liver. Power of the Holy Ghost. Behold, in Jesus' precious name.
Creator of the universe, what can't you do?
What happened?
What can't you do?
Indigestion, abdominal situation, he has been crying since many days. But right now, the affliction is gone. Jesus' precious name. And he says, the wife saw me in the revelation, pulling something out of his system. Lift your right hand and say after me, every stranger in my life, your tenure expired. Oh, you stranger, you are going back to hell. In the name of Jesus, on your marks, get set, shall go to hell.
But the pain is gone. Chest affliction gone. Jesus, what happened to you? Fell under the power. Lift up your hands. Divine encounter of healing and divine encounter of recruitment into assignment. Jesus' precious name will fill your day. Jesus. Go ahead.
For 6 years, just dematerialized. He felt like cold water hit his chest and all the pain left.
Congratulations, it's over.
The gentleman, while you were blowing the sax, the instrument on more Lord, I think you need to hear him by himself. He said he began to experience the power of God on him and then fire on his hand.
And I saw myself growing as if I want to reach the roof of this building. And I suddenly knew God has done something in my life.
He felt himself growing when he opened, that is, in his mind's eye, he saw himself growing as tall as this building and fire was on his hands.
Spiritual capacity enlargement. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Everyone trusting God to be enlarging capacity, receive it in Jesus' name.
Our sister says she's had a particular order of encounters that had translated into breakthrough both career-wise and financially and every-wise. And it repeated itself again this morning because she had not testified all the while. She was trying to climb to a height but was unable to get there. All of a sudden, God's handmaiden gave her a pavement and she climbed the pavement and was able to access it. And then she saw all her valuables that had been missing and she handed them over to these are your belongings that were missing.
Congratulations.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Everything that is yours that the enemy has kept back, I declare they are released right now. In the name of Jesus, yes.
Sister Precious Malam. Last year, May, she went to and had a dream. Saw her uncle's wife in that dream who pointed her finger at her and said to her, you will never get married. She developed pains in the two breasts. And the breast started flowing red substance.
Terrible.
In the dream. And when she woke up, the same thing continued.
Sure.
And I defied all medications. Just last night, she saw God's servant in the dream who prayed for her. that prompted her to come to be in the service today. And as the word went forth, she fell under power. And when she got up, the pain and the milk flowing.
Back to sender. Every arrow the devil is sending to you is returned back to the sender. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
Sir, our brother came all the way from Makure. He said he had a chest condition on the left side that has lasted for 10 years. Pain on the left side of the heart. And right at Makure there, he had an encounter where he saw you minister to him in the dream of the night. And he fell under power. So he now made up his mind that he must come under that unction physically. And this morning when you said break, he said that pain checked out finally.
All the way from Akure.
All the way from Akure. And now he has his miracle.
Congratulations. In Jesus' name. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Return back from Akure. And anything quarreling with you in Akure, it's over in Jesus' name.
So this is very amazing. She comes from a very diabolical family and of the other religion. Now, they grew up and gave their lives to Christ, God saved and all that. Anywhere they are, anywhere in the world, they will dream and see themselves back in their father's compound. And they are, you know, it's been a struggle. Anything they achieve is been a struggle. That many times the angel of the commission using your face would appear to her in the dream of the night and saved her when she was still living in Kaduna. When she came here today, when you are ministering, she saw a giant leg.
I think we should stop here now because of time. Yes, go ahead.
She saw a giant leg that kicked her father's house and crushed it to the ground with all the idols.
Can you lift your right hand and let's set every altar on fire? Say after me, every father's house altar, every ancestral generational altar. Limiting my life and destiny. Your tenure expired. Jesus' name. You altar catch fire.
Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire.
Brother Johnson from Ogbomosho.
He came for this service.
Yes, sir.
Now, people are coming from everywhere into town. Please ensure everybody in town is compelled to know what God is doing here. From Ogbomosho here, yes.
Say he has been struggling with poverty, with near success syndrome, struggling to make two ends meet, all to no avail for well over 30 years. He sold the little property he had to relocate here. And for the first time, came to the church, thinking of the next way out. But as we shouted, I received, says he fell under power and saw a naked, wretched woman jump out of him.
And a demon of wretchedness that wretchedized him for 30 years. Lift up your hands and say after me, say, in the name of Jesus, every stranger around my life, you are going to hell. On your mask, desert, shall go! In the name of Jesus, it is done. Yes. What happened to you?
Snake movement on my head, like I want to go mad. And then I used to see snake physically. hanging on a stick, and then snake walking on my body. I met pastor at the office. He prayed for me, and it affected my sight. It affected my sight, but now I can't see clearly. I can't see before. I can't see. My body will be shaking like a snake.
Did you see another snake again today?
No, sir.
You will not see it again. Lift up your hands. Fire in the name of Jesus. That serpentine altar is set on fire. Lift up your right hand in the name of Jesus. Every altar, say after me, say every altar around my life. Now let's stand on our feet and set altars on fire. Dr. Mr. Nature. This week is, please remain standing, we're about to set one or two altars on fire. This is a week of great visitations. The whole of this week, God will give us visitations we've never seen before. Ellie, will I seek you? Healing and deliverance service, midweek power service, all will be absolutely exclusive. And then all of you watching in Zimbabwe, just know that all roads are leading. I hear that people are calling from different countries in Southern Africa to be in Zimbabwe, from Botswana, from South Africa itself, and so on. Don't miss it. And then South Africa. We are trusting God for an overflowing facility. It's going to be one of the most explosive services you have ever experienced in your life. Ensure that you invite your friends and loved ones, and the Lord will cause His face to shine upon you. Somebody say aloud, amen. Coming Sunday night, Sunday morning, of course, we have a service of healing, deliverance, prophetic service. But coming Sunday each night, we are having a crossover, a midnight prayer. Now, by 11:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m., we shall break the head of the devil and enter the next day. Commanding the day. Is commanding the day according to Job chapter 38 verse 12. I would have started today, but I wanted you to have advance notice, and I want you to let your friends and loved ones know. The Bible said we can order the day before the day arrives. We can cause the devil and his agenda to be buried before the day arrives, and we are doing that this 11:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. is 1 hour, right? Invite your friends 11:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. Let your friends and loved ones know, and those watching online and across the airwaves, just know and join on that note. I'll tell you more about it by the time we meet within the week. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Somebody say aloud, amen. Now, how many of you are excited with that particular destroying that devil in that night? Give the Lord a shout of victory. Now, lift up your two hands and say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we agree today to set on fire every demonic altar fighting my life, my destiny, my family. Oh, you altar, in the name of Jesus, catch fire. Open your mouth and pray. Precious name. It is done. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Those in the front, please return back to your seat. Everywhere you are in need of surrender to Jesus, those in the front, please return back to your seat. We'll take your testimonies in the week. Lift your hands everywhere you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. Everywhere you are, remain standing and pray this prayer after me. Pray it loud and clear and say, Lord Jesus. Louder, Lord Jesus. I am a sinner in need of your help.
Come into my life, Lord Jesus. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. You prayed that prayer and you meant it. Can I see your hand up? All right, quickly run to the front here. The rest of us, take your seat. Lord, I give you my soul. I give you my life. I give you my soul. Quickly carry your Bibles and bags and run to the front for the altar here.
Give my soul. I live for you.
I'll give you the count of 10. 1. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. We worship you. We honor you. And we adore you. Be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. You need to rededicate your life to Jesus. You need today to be a new day in your life. You need addiction broken. Negative lifestyle. You're not happy with the way you are living. Drunkenness. Marijuana, cocaine, crack, gambling, stealing, lying, cheating, duping. I'll give you another count of 7 and quickly join us. So you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You're giving your life to Christ before, but you're not living the way you should. Quickly rush to the front here. 1.
I've got mind made.
2.
And I won't stand back.
3. Place your hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.